21-year-old Valerie Bayoko fell off a horse in May 2009, severely injuring her head and damaging one eye. 3 years later, she underwent surgery in an attempt to restore her eyesight. But the surgery failed and doctors had to remove the eye. Then she heard of a lab in the southeastern city of Lyon that specializes in high-quality prosthetic eyes, and she went there last year to see if they can make a prosthetic that matches her own eye.
I was really looking forward to having a new eye, especially for aesthetic reasons. To have both eyes the same and not to look different to other people, be they friends or people in the street, it's clearly best to have both eyes the same. You feel less different.
C'est mieux d'avoir les deux yeux pareils, quoi. Comme ça, au moins, on a l'impression d'être moins différent.
Bayoko's prosthetic eye looks almost like her natural eye, thanks to the precise and detailed work of artist Philippe Jacquin Raveau. He specializes in such precise painting that sometimes he needs a magnifying glass. Raveau says a friend persuaded him to seek the job with lab owner Dominique Charles Messons, who specializes in oculist prosthetics.
A friend who lost her eye in 1992 talked to me about Messons. I went to see him, not with a resume, but with my work, my files, my miniature trees.
Raveau says he was hired on the spot and has been working with Messons ever since. He says he paints about 650 prosthetic eyes a year.
What interests me about this job is the precision, the use of colors which I use as an artist. It is interesting to have a job that is artistic, but it also helps patients who need a prosthetic eye.
À l'usage de patients qui ont besoin d'avoir une prothèse de nouveau un regard.
The cost of a prosthetic eye at Messons is about $1,200. It takes about 6 hours to make it. A person can arrive in the morning and leave at the end of the day with a new eye. Patients come from all over Europe, Russia, and the United States. Raveau also has painted artificial eyes for the wax figures of celebrities on display at the Musée Grévin in Paris. But he says he prefers to make them for real people in need. Zlatica Ho, VOA News, Washington.